Today on Real Life Radio.
Jesus Christ, the cross, his mission, his brutality received, the ministry revealed is all because he loves humans. And you might say, well, okay, I'll give you that. He loves humans. He loves you.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Did you know there's an easy way to stay informed on the latest biblical events shaping our world today? Check out the Happening Now section at jackhibbs.com. Now, these live events feature Pastor Jack Hibbs alongside special guests diving into current events, cultural shifts, and how they align with biblical prophecy. It's a unique blend of Bible teaching and real-time analysis that helps you make sense of today's headlines through the lens of Scripture. Happening Now, it's not just about information. It's about equipping you with the truth and encouraging you to stand firm in your faith, no matter what's happening around you. Now, these discussions are eye-opening, they're thought-provoking, and they're a great way to stay spiritually grounded in a rapidly changing world. Whether you watch live or catch up on past events, Happening Now will help keep you connected to God's Word and what's going on in the world today. Visit jackhibbs.com and click on Happening Now. Don't just watch the news. Understand it from a biblical perspective. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack continues now with his series called The Parables of Jesus with a message called Parable of the Hidden Treasures. Now, whenever Jesus spoke to the crowds, he often spoke in parables, which are sort of a picture story that has many facets. When it reaches a willing heart and mind, the message is received. But for the unwilling heart and mind, it seals them off from receiving what the Lord has to say. You see, in this parable, we'll see how the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. And when a person finds it, they're overjoyed and will sell everything they've got to buy that field. So today, Pastor Jack teaches us that Jesus values us beyond any estimation we could make. Our lives, our future here on earth, our eternity, those are the things that are most valuable to him. Now with his message called The Parable of the Hidden Treasures, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
What Jesus thinks about you, Jew or Gentile, right now, is that you are loved. You are loved by God in such a way that it is unfathomable for you to comprehend. It is beyond your scope of understanding how much God loves you. And don't equate for a moment what you're going through in life is basing or somehow indicating God's love for you or God's God not loving you. That has nothing to do with what he has said. He says, I love you. Who has he said this to? Well, how far do you want to carry this? Number one, he says it to the Jewish nation, to the Jewish people. He loves them. He says to the Gentile world, I love you. And if that's not satisfactory enough, the Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. More on that in a moment. God announces in the Bible of his great love for you. What does Jesus think about you? He's the one giving the parable. And this gets very, very exciting. Because he's talking about the kingdom of heaven. And it is like a treasure hidden in a field. We know from our previous studies in what is called expositional constancy, a law of biblical interpretation, you can't mess it up. If you do mess it up, then you create a cult. That's how you create a cult, is that you do not obey the laws of biblical interpretation. Number one, we've already been introduced to what the field is. The field is the world. Jesus already told us that. In the world, there is a treasure that is hidden in the world. Keep this mind going. Keep this thought going. Which a man found and hid. Now, a man found and hid. Who would be the man? The interpretation, consistency, a man went out and sowed seed. Do you remember who that was? None other than the Lord himself. Remember? The seed was the word of God. The man, Jesus is speaking of himself. Well, then why does it say that he hid? He got it, he found, and he hid. Watch this. The word doesn't mean hide, like Jesus found you and he wants to keep you under wraps and not let you come out. It speaks about the sovereignty of God in what he knows. Jesus cannot learn anything. God cannot learn anything. And this verse speaks of that in the earth, think about it, for the last 2,000 years, God, who alone knows this, every generation of people, there are believers that to the mind of God, he already knows who they are. How does that, doesn't that get you excited? I like that. What are we supposed to do? Preach to every creature. Because we don't know. Evangelize everybody. But God knows who's going to accept him. Where, how does that play out in the parable? Oh, Jesus says they're hidden in this world. Think about the people that you're going to see in your ministry lifetime, in your faithfulness to Christ, that are going to accept the Lord. Is it going to be your grandma? Is it going to be your child? Is it going to be your neighbor? Isn't it amazing? Right now, they are as though they were hidden, but not to the mind of God. You don't know. I don't know. That's why we're supposed to preach to everybody. Are you with me? Well, you know, I'm going to wait and see. Oh, let it go. Jesus said, go preach to every creature. You can walk around Chino Hills and preach to the cattle roaming out there and practice on them. Or to be more biblical, I guess you could go down the road and preach to some sheep. Keep it in the family, you know? But God loves us. The communication is love. And I want you to think about this for a moment. Why did Jesus Christ leave heaven to come here? Why would Jesus put up with mankind's dealings with him as mankind has dealt with him? Why? Why would Jesus subject himself to the cross? The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews that Jesus embraced the cross for the joy that was set before him. You ever think about that? Jesus never tried to get off the cross. He never tried to get out of it. You and I would have tried to get out of it. We would have done everything to get out of the cross. Jesus didn't. Jesus, in fact, said, when the time comes, I'm going to lay down my life. The Bible says that he never opened his mouth in defense. Read the fine print. He said, I lay down my life and I will raise it up again. Wow. John 3:16, I mentioned it a moment ago. Check this out. For God so loved the world. That's the field in the parable. That he gave his only begotten son. This is the price paid. The gift given, salvation. That whoever would be the pearls or whoever would be the treasure. Mark it down. It's going to come together later. Some of you are going, what? Believes on him should not perish but have everlasting life. That is salvation. And let me add this. Isn't it precious that the Bible tells us that when one sinner repents and comes to Christ in salvation, that the angels in heaven rejoice over one convert to Christ. That is absolutely awesome. It's all about the love of God for you. Jesus Christ, the cross, his mission, his brutality received, The ministry revealed is all because he loves humans. And you might say, well, okay, I'll give you that. He loves humans. He loves you. Why do we resist this? I'm prone to this too. I'm confessing for you. It seems more economic to me if Jesus would love more people. Maybe this section over here. There's more. But that's how you and I think. We think like this. How much can I get for that? How many of those do I get for this much? Right? Yeah. We're just looking for a deal, which is great. But in the mind of God, he doesn't have that economy like we do. I can't explain this. How is it that God is 100% delighted over the fact that he would have come and died on the cross for one sinner? If Adam and Eve would have been the only ones that have ever lived after their fall, Jesus still would have come and died. I don't get that. Come on, Costco, load up my pallet, man. If I'm going to lay down 10 bucks, I want 500 of them. God doesn't think like that. Isn't it amazing? That should comfort you because he loves you so much that he goes through every situation with you and he's going to take you through every situation. He's absolutely committed because he's not a human. He came and became a human for us. He is God Almighty. He's eternal. He is spirit. Jesus said that God is spirit and he is truth. And though that sounds too good for us, it is true. He loves you and he would have died for you. This gets fun. You ready? Jeremiah 31:3, which will explain why we had that elongated introduction. Jeremiah 31:3. Yes, God said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn you. Bible students paying attention, who is he speaking to? Anybody? Class, anyone? Class. He was speaking to Israel. He was speaking to the nation of Israel. But Pastor, I love that verse. I do too. Well, is it for Israel? Yes. Oh, I thought it was for me. Yes. Well, who's it for? You. But what if I'm not Jewish? It's yours. What if I am Jewish? It's yours. Here's the requirement, Nicodemus. Do you believe him? There's neither Jew nor Gentile. All the promises of God in Christ Jesus are yes and amen. Every one of them. That is good news. So as a Gentile, can I say that God has loved me with an everlasting love? Oh yeah. And he's drawn me to himself? Oh yeah. Is there a New Testament counterpart to that? Oh yeah. John 6:37. Jesus said, all that the Father gives me will come to me. And the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. Those verses are eternally connected. The promise first given to Israel, but now has been adopted by the Christian. Because like, mark this verse down. It just came into my mind. It's not going to be on the screen. It's Romans chapter 2, verses 28 to 29 says, he is not a Jew who is one circumcised outwardly of the flesh with human hands, but he is a Jew who is circumcised inwardly, whose circumcision is of the heart and not of hands, whose praise is not from men, but from God. What does that mean? That the word Jew, is your name Jude? Is your name Jude? Anybody? How about Judy? Any Judys here tonight? No Judys? One Judy on the aisle. Well, for her, the word Jew, Jude, Judy, Judith, is one who praises, a praiser, to praise God. So all the rest of you don't know what I'm talking about, apparently. Isn't that amazing? Who's a real Jew? A real Jew is one who's been circumcised in the heart. That's the issue. How does Jew and Gentile become one? Only one way. Is your heart circumcised? I like that. Number two tonight is this. What Jesus thinks about you is how you are valued. The value of you. Now, you guys need to really eat this message up because this is the most positive message I think I've ever delivered in my life. I mean, he loves you. He just oozes over you. And he values you greatly. He values you beyond your ability to estimate yourself or anyone else. Just think about the people that we might say under our breath or maybe out loud, I don't like them. Well, you know what? Now you're at odds with God. Oh, yeah, but they're so obnoxious. He loves them. You ever seen somebody that you just absolutely, I wouldn't give that guy the time of day. Jesus gave that guy his life. Wow. You're so valued.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Back to the parable, verses 44 and 46 again, treasure hidden in the field, treasure. The parable says you are a treasure hidden in the field of the world. And there's a man, the man Christ Jesus, who sees you in the world and you're a treasure to him. God, that is precious. And verse 46 says, a pearl of great price. Valued. Jesus is communicating the great value of the lost sinner. It is awesome to think. He will not leave us lost in eternity forever. He came and provided a way. Now granted, he will not make you go to heaven. You know that. I don't want anything to do with this. Then don't have anything to do with it. Just know this. God's truth and his announcement goes out to your heart just like it does to the person sitting next to you. It's what you do with it that will forever seal your fate in eternity. Will you accept his 100% provided free gift of salvation? No. Well, then listen. You are continuing down the path that you were born into, a path alienated from God and from his promises. But he loves even the worst of sinners who in this world are living, and those who have died. The Bible says that God he weeps over the death of the wicked. You and I rejoice over the death of the wicked. God weeps over the death of the wicked. We all rejoice when Osama bin Laden got his dues. God wept. Isn't it weird to think? When Saddam Hussein died, God wept. I cheered. Isn't that pathetic? He's amazing. John 17, how valued are you? John 17, 1, Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, this is a prayer. Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. As you have given him authority, notice the Holy Spirit is speaking through Jesus, third person. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And here's the definition of eternal life. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you've sent. Wow. How much are you valued? So much that God would send his Son. Think of the depth of this meaning. Now go or look to 1 Corinthians 6:19. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? And you are not your own, for you were bought at a price. Remember the parable. A man saw a treasure in a field, and he bought it. A man saw a pearl of great price, and he bought it. Jesus bought, isn't it strange? Jesus creates the universe, including the earth, but by his own life, has to buy it or redeem it out of slavery, sin slavery. Why? He does that to get out of it precious things. God sees you as so valued. We're going to have to receive this by faith, people. It's just not normal for us to go, I'm so valued. Oh, am I loved? I understand that. But you know what? We are. It should change your attitudes a bit, huh? It should certainly affect how we treat other people. You're going to go home, you know, to that unbelieving wife or husband that let you go to church tonight. They're glad. Get out of here. Go take your Bible. Go sing your little songs. I'm going to watch the game, drink some beers, kick back. You can tell me all about the sermon when you get home tonight. Well, I know, you know, you're tempted to go home and, oh man, there's that bum. Jesus loves that bum. He loves them. He values them so highly. Isn't it sad you think about it? They don't value themselves so much. Man, you're blood-bought, property of the living God.
pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called Parable of the Hidden Treasures. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's new series called The Parables of Jesus. It's a great series highlighting the teachings of Jesus while he was here walking around on this earth. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. So today, Pastor Jack in the studio with me talking about the book of the month. Pastor Jack, we've got an oldie but a goodie, don't we?
Yeah.
This is a good one.
It's not only a good one. It's, you know, we had this book featured, honestly, maybe 15, 20 years ago. This has sold over a million copies. And this is Gene Edwards' book, The Tale of Three Kings. And it is a book not only that every Christian should read because it's a heart check.
Huh.
It enables you to look at your own self, but it's a book that I think every ministry should read, and it's a book that I think everyone as believers ought to read it to find out that they have the right kind of a heart in life, in business, in church. And the three kings is King David, right?
Yeah.
Can't mention kings without thinking about King David. But then Saul, King Saul, and then Absalom. Wow, what's the deal here? Well, where is your heart when it comes to these three people who had access, the right to be king.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the heart that governs is a heart that could be wonderful or not. So we need to be very, very careful.
I really like that, well, the main theme is leadership. You know, not only a congregation, but leadership in your family, your team, maybe, the people you work with. What do you think is the biggest leadership challenge facing us in the church today?
Yeah.
And how might this book help?
I mean, I hope I don't sound too rough when I say I think there's a leadership crisis within the church today, maybe more than ever.
Yeah.
Because there are those who are, I think, have in some ways become pulpiteers. In other words, that they're more like performers. They come out, they do their thing, they leave. And on top of it, my goodness, how sad. You know, I just was at a conference recently where there was the pitch that you can now get a sermon with points and illustrations, a joke or two, and you can get it from AI in 3 minutes.
Wow, no kidding.
And when I hear such things like that, it actually physically makes me sick to my stomach that we're trying to replace the Holy Spirit. Well, more than ever, it's a time for leadership.
Yeah.
And that's something that you're not going to get out of AI. We need to be very careful about that. So when we talk about this book and this featured item, this resource, we're talking about becoming introspective. Take a look at yourself. A lot of people are too cowardice to take a look at themselves. And that's a sad, we live in a sad culture right now that would you slow down enough, put your devices down to take a look on the inside? Are you actually being sincere about what you say you believe? Are you actually for real about what you're doing? Or are you doing that for clicks? Are you doing it for likes? Why do you do what you do? This is a really good book to test our hearts.
And you know what, Pastor Jack, I've dealt with some, you know, difficult folks in my life. A lot of us have.
I've been that difficult person, it turns out, in
yeah,
other
right.
people's lives.
You know, it really does turn out that there's no shortage of, you know, difficult people in this world. One of the great lessons in this book is how can we handle difficult people? For example, how David handled Saul's attack, right?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
It boggles the mind. In that situation, you know, I think that I might have acted quite a bit differently than David did.
When David, you know, imagine somebody cursing you, trying to kill you. Literally every day, there's the guy throws a spear. Can you imagine he throws a spear at your car, or you open up your door at your house and there's spears stuck in your door? This is what Saul's doing to David. And David winds up not only not attacking Saul back, David winds up protecting the office of king, even though he didn't, you know, think much of Saul. But David was trying to win him over in love and by love. Tragically, ultimately, Saul, his heart, well, read the book. You don't want to have a heart like Saul.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a very, very important thing because in some ways, it is putting your life under the microscope. But don't worry, you can. It's you zooming in and zooming out. You can take a look at you against the scriptures and realize, what kind of a person am I? And you know, maybe people don't want to get that personal with themselves. But if you're serious about who you are and your relationship with others and with God, get a copy, A Tale of Three Kings by Gene Edwards.
A Tale of Three Kings by Gene Edwards. It's available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/realradio. That's jackhibbs.com/realradio.
You know, the Apostle Peter, in his letters to the church, urged his fellow Christians to keep on learning and growing in the faith. in spite of their suffering and pain. Unlike today, however, resources were scarce. Still, they persevered, and Christ followers were growing in both strength and numbers. Now, there's no limit of ways to access quality materials on Christian living, including Pastor Jack's website. When you go to jackhibbs.com and click the media icon, you'll find not only real-life radio episodes, but real-life podcasts, real-life TV, real-life basics for Christian growth, and even news updates. There's also specific verse-by-verse studies from books of the Bible, and so much more. So head on over to our website at jackhibbs.com and click on the media tab. That's jackhibbs.com.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.